I'd rather be health insured than have really good.
Are you sure?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Filipino Freethinkers podcast. That's also a video in louder volume. My name is Red.
I'm Pepe.
And I'm Margie.
So today we're talking about two things. The first one being raising the salaries of politicians to prevent them from stealing money from us, the taxpayers. And the second is internet justice, posting pictures and other things online to shame people who do bad things in real life. So let's start with the first one. This was, of course, first brought up by Miriam Santiago, or at least recently she was the one who brought this up. She says that to prevent politicians from having to, from being tempted to steal from the coffers of the public, we should just raise their salary so that it would be enough and they wouldn't need to steal money from us anymore. Do you think that's a good idea?
Absolutely not.
Why not? Okay, because, let's start with you.
Okay, the fact that they reached these amounts means that what they're getting from the coffers is way more than what people need to survive. Parang, you don't get 2 millions and millions of pesos just in order to survive. Diba? You don't need that much money. No. So it's clearly a blatant disregard for, you know, what other people need. And like, oh, mine.
No, I think that, see, Miriam, diba, she said that raise the salary so they can live in luxury pa rin. I mean, relative luxury. Mm. But the thing is, I mean, 200 million is still excessive. You can still live a very comfortable life. Like, not just survive, but have a fairly good life. But, I mean, 200 million is way too much, even for that.
Okay, I'll try to play the devil's advocate again. Because we all agree, I also do not think that we should raise their salaries. I actually don't think we should pay them any salaries, but more on that later. So I'll just say why it could be a good reason for a lot of people. Like I said, I'm playing the devil's advocate here. Let's say you beautify certain monuments to add prestige to the Philippines when, you know, when people visit and all that. Like, would it be the same when you let these people who represent our country, they go to other places, you know, you want them to be dressed up nicely, you want them to be riding decent cars, and you want them to be living in a good place so that when they invite, let's say, foreign dignitaries to their place, they're not ashamed, and they, you know, we give off that impression that the Philippines is not a third world country, and you know, we can pay some people this much.
Well, I mean, your argument brings to mind this South American politician who's proud of commuting to work.
Mm,
yeah. And who, I forget who said it, but yeah, he said something about the measure of a truly rich or prosperous nation or a developed nation is a nation where even the richest people and politicians and all that are willingly commute. And willingly, like, just be among everybody else.
The constituents.
Yeah, because now I'm playing the rational person instead of the devil's advocate.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
If they're going to represent they are our representatives. If they're going to represent us, they should represent the least among us, or at least the majority. They should at least be average. Now, what's the idea with politicians having to live in luxury when everyone else, or majority of the population, can't even
bring food to the table,
like feed a family on minimum wage.
Yeah. Like if I were a politician from a more developed country and I met with someone from a less developed country and I could see that they're like really prosperous, like they drive fancy cars and all that, but I know full well that their constituents are like mired in poverty, then if I had any semblance of logic, I would think that there was something wrong with that.
What was that issue before about, you know, making, like covering the squatters' areas and
the informal settlers?
Yeah. What was the issue with that?
Yeah, I think there were initiatives to have the homes of informal settlers covered with walls that were decorated with new paint. And
yeah,
the, yeah. I think this is the MBA, but
yeah, rich politicians remind me of that. They're kind of they're kind of a lie. They do not reflect the actual state of a country. It's like, who set up this system where however poor a country is, the politicians should always be a lot richer? Like, who set up that system? I don't like it. And I think that we should consider the opposite. It's a common thing. I've seen it several times posted on Facebook, and I agree. Like, give politicians minimum wage and see how fast that minimum wage goes up.
Yeah. And, like, it's not common practice. I mean, in, for example, in Japan, a lot of high-ranking officials are very humble in the way that they conduct themselves. Yeah.
So another argument, I'm playing the devil's advocate again. Again, I do not think their salaries should be raised. Is that raising the salaries will attract talent? You know, if you want to attract educated and talented people, you make the salaries that of, you know, the same that you would pay professionals in any field. Mm-hmm. So raising the salaries, like, attracts talent. Like, instead of going to maybe another country or another industry, they consider politics now. Do you think that's a fair argument?
That it attracts talent.
That's one of the arguments used by the people who want salaries for politicians to be raised. Like, let's say if you set the salaries low, you will only attract people with not enough talent. Like raising the talent makes the pool that much more elite,
But it's tricky with politics, because the talent that you need to succeed in politics is being able to lie through your teeth. Like, I mean, if you're able to do that, you're still gonna end up with the horrible people on top.
Yeah, and then I don't think I'm countering this argument myself. Now I'm playing the rational person again, that there's a correlation with, you know, salaries or whatever benefits that you give with the ability to be a good politician.
Yeah. And I would much rather that I had a politician that wanted sincerely to work in order to make the country better, rather than just because he got more money because of it.
Yeah, I think that a politician should be someone who really wants to serve the country in spite of material gain.
Yes.
Like, it's a very romantic idea. But if we ensure that politicians only receive the minimum, we can see that who really is there to help the country or to make a profit.
Yeah.
I think it's a concession to the selfishness of politicians when you accept the fact that they want to make a return on their investment. Because, you know, when they run for office, they do spend a lot of money. And it becomes a contest now. It's a popularity contest, and the most popular person is usually the most powerful, the most rich, and that has nothing to do with being a good public servant.
And it reminds me of this talk that I heard. It says that the best way to spend money on employees is to give them just enough so that their minds are not on the money and their minds are on the work. So give them just enough so that they can live a proper life, a decent life, so that they can focus on the work. And the studies are consistent. Even monetary incentives for better performance, they break down when your work is, when your work requires a lot of cognitive processing, a lot of engagement.
Yeah.
And that's true for politics. For politics, you have to talk to a lot of people. You have to take a lot of factors into consideration when making policies.
Yeah.
So if you put a lot of money to incentivize that, studies show performance actually goes down.
I think I read about the same study. If I'm not mistaken, it was KOHN or KOHN or something like that. And it's true. If the work is routine, if it's just, you know, making walls, you could increase the salary and incentivize it that way, and they would be more productive. But if it's creative work, such as legislating, I would assume it is creative work, then giving more money actually detracts from the productivity in that regard. So any final words on this topic? So we're on consensus here. I think it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Any final words?
No.
So our next topic is now internet justice. You know what I'm talking about. There would be, let's say, pictures of these SUVs parked in a very improper way. Like they're occupying two spaces, and someone takes a picture of that with, of course, the plate number, posts it on their wall, and it goes viral. Like everybody suddenly shares it hundreds of times, likes it, like comments on it, and this person now is an internet celebrity in a bad way. So do you think internet justice like this is a good idea? Is it ethical? Is it moral? What do you think?
I think it's a it's a relatively new phenomenon because, of course, the internet is pretty new. And I think it could stand more prudence on the part of the people who are posting and liking and sharing, because we have studies that show we do not behave the same way in person as we do online. That the distance and the absence of an actual target or audience makes us say things that we normally would not. So once we take that into, once a lot of people know that, that might help improve our, you know, how we behave online.
Yeah, I read recently about this study conducted in China, I think, that the internet does not make us dumb, it makes us more angry. So you see that in public, you see this person that you think is an asshole or a dick or whatever, and the moment you sit in front of your monitor and start typing, you already automatically, I think, become a different person. You're more angry, you post it now, and you don't think of the consequences. Maybe sometimes you even embellish the story about how this person wasn't supposed to be parked this way or that, and you spread it, and you feel a release. And it's not like you don't see this person being hurt or being affected by your actions, but who knows, when somebody sees that SUV, maybe recognizes the plate number, I don't think that's going to happen, but let's just say, for the sake of argument, that person maybe does something to the tires or scratches it with a coin. I don't know, these could be some of the negative consequences of such internet justice. What do you think?
Well, on the other end, I think that it's good that people are being more vigilant about certain things. Like, usually we give the blind eye to people who park awfully or who park in, for example, in, handicapped person's spaces. I would think that if people were more conscious of the internet, like seeing people do stuff like that, like break the rules, they'd be more conscientious. Because I really wouldn't want people parking in the handicapped space if they weren't.
Yeah, I read somewhere that gossip is the way that society corrects itself, you know, that it monitors itself. And the internet is really gossip several times
magnified.
Yeah. So, again, I think that the concern is whether the thing that's being posted and being reacted and shared is actually true. Because I remember instances where internet justice like this is actually bullying already. There's this example of this person. Somebody posted that he was spreading HIV. You remember this?
Yeah.
There was a picture of him, and a graphic was made with a supposed statement from the AIDS Society or something like that, and he was intentionally spreading the virus. And of course, this was not true. The person actually went and got tested and was certified that he was negative. He posted the results, but still, he had all of that stress because of these people who posted online. And people are just too ready to believe anything that's online. Is there a rule for this? I'm sometimes guilty of it myself. I don't check other sources. I don't go to Snopes. I don't give a second thought to it before sharing. And I think it goes with a campaign of think before you click.
Yeah, I mean, I think that problem goes beyond just internet justice. It's the internet in general. Mm. Just putting anything out there, you have to be able to discern whether this is true or not, or at least know how to figure out like whether this is true or not. So I think what's more important is educating everyone to be more alert and to know the right sources.
Mm.
Yeah, so,
I think it's a, there are limits to it. Like, if it's something that's done against the public, you know, the public good, like, you know, parking in a bad way, you know, that affects everyone, then sure, maybe post that and make it a cautionary example.
Yeah.
Maybe people will think twice about parking not in the in the right way next time because of that. But if it's something that only affects you personally, and it's between the two of you, then send it as a private message. You don't need to actually shame the person when it's something personal. Any final words about this topic, internet justice?
No, I think it's something interesting. I mean, looking at it from the perspective of how recent it is. Because humans really were not prepared for the phenomenon of the internet. For most of our history, we've been living in small tribes. Actually, huge societies in general, we really were not prepared for this psychologically. So this giant gossip web called the internet is an interesting thing to study.
Yeah, I think it could be a good thing, because internet justice, when it's meted out to the people who really deserve it, like corrupt politicians, for example. Of course, there are instances where, let's say, the criticisms on Pinoy, for instance, I've seen some legitimate criticisms as well as those that are unfounded. And you have to be fair, and you have to do your research as well. Of course, the internet makes everything so fast. So instead of just believing everything that you see, use that save time to actually do more research. Like find a source or two to that corroborates the thing before believing it. And of course, more so if you intend to share it, do check first. And that's it, I guess.
Yeah. If you want to chastise something or someone, think about whether it's doing so will be beneficial to everyone or to just to yourself. Because if it's just to yourself, then you might as well just do it privately.
And think also if the thing were done to you. Maybe that's, you know, the golden or the platinum rule or whatever.
So, how would you feel if you were at the receiving end?
Yes, yes. And
Snopes is your friend, by the way.
Snopes is your friend. There's a link here. So, sorry for the extra work, Garrick. And thank you for watching this episode. See you next time.